this app is a matchmaking app, but it focuses on people with disabilities because we have features on the app which make it fully accessible even to somebody with visual impairment. Jo dekh nahi pata, even he is able to access the app completely. We have done various testing to ensure maximum accessibility. Somebody with visual impairment, hearing impairment, cerebral palsy, upper body immobility, everybody can access this app as on date. That's why it's focusing on people with disability. It does not restrict it to people with disabilities. It's an inclusive app. We call ourselves inclusive because we, anybody who without a disability is also allowed to sign up, you know, as long as they are open-minded, willing to connect to somebody with a disability or a disorder.
Ji, अच्छा ये बताएं शंकर कि आपको ये app बनाने का idea कहाँ से आया?
Actually, this idea, 2014 में we were thinking about what we want to do, both my co-founder and I, and we wanted to discover something in the disability space, but we were not sure what. And then after doing like a thorough research, we found out that yahan pe people are doing a lot of things, from homeschooling to education to employment to vocational training to personality development. Everything is happening, but nobody's. And then after that, what? There's nobody that is really getting them to cross that last bridge, right, of like that social need that they have. And we thought that, okay, we should look at this gap, see if there is a need, test out if there is a need in this space, and see if what we can do, if there's a solution that we can provide to them. So it didn't start off like that, but it came to the thing that we want to explore the matchmaking space, because we realized that a lot of people who are in their mid-50s, early, mid-50s or late 40s are single, not looking for marriage per se, but are just looking for a companion to spend the rest of their life with. And that's why we call it also a matchmaking app and not a matrimonial app or a dating app.
जी अच्छा शंकर ये बताइए कि क्या ये ऐप इंडिया बेस्ड है या ये ग्लोबल ऐप होगा, मतलब दुनिया में आप कहीं भी इसे एक्सेस कर सकते हैं, इस्तेमाल कर सकते हैं, और स्पेशली इन टर्म्स ऑफ जो डेटाबेस आपका होगा?
हाँ, अभी के लिए तो वी हैव केप्ट इट ओनली फॉर इंडिया. You can't access it anywhere outside of India for quite a few reasons. One is it's a business call that we want to take. That abhi ke liye we want to get a good hold of our market before we go abroad. But yes, this is a global app. We are looking at it in a global perspective. And very soon we want to go out, reach out to Australia, reach out to US, reach out to the UK and, other parts of Europe. Yes, this has a social cause. But that does not mean that it will not make business sense, because there's a stats which says that there are 1.3 billion people with disabilities only, I'm talking about, yeah? Not even disorders, disabilities in this world, right? Who along with their closest family members control $8 trillion worth of money, right? And 1.3 billion people is the size of China. So it makes absolutely good business sense as well as, and it has a social impact.
जी अच्छा ये बताइए ये ऐप क्या किसी एक भाषा में होगा, क्या इंग्लिश में होगा, या ये जो भारत की अन्य भाषाएं हैं उनमें भी उपलब्ध हो सकता है?
अभी के लिए तो इट्स इन इंग्लिश. अभी वी हैव जस्ट लॉन्च 3 months ago. We have close to 3,000 users from about 55 cities as of now. But yes, in the next 6 to 8 months, we are looking at localizing the app. We want to come out with 4 languages. One is Hindi, one is Bangla, one is Tamil, one is Telugu. Right? These are the top 4, at least 8 that we're looking at, which have the population of that have the smartphone, have number of people with disabilities and are looking to find a solution for their problem, right? So we want to localize the app, not just now, but even tomorrow, in the future, when we go international, we would love to look at an option where we are localizing in French, in German, in Urdu, for instance. So that is also a possibility, but that's a little far-fetched right now. It's too early to talk about that.
जी और ये बताइए कि जैसा कि आपने पहले भी शायद कहा कि वैसे कोई भी इसके लिए रजिस्टर कर सकता है, ये एक इंक्लूसिव ऐप है, इट्स नॉट अ एक्सक्लूसिव ऐप इन दैट सेंस,
राइट? वी सी केस स्टडीज of people of couples where one is with a disability and one is, you know, completely able-bodied, and we see this all the time. So that's the reason why we've kept it open. And even as of now, we have out of the 3,000, around 30% are without disabilities that we have on the app.
जी, और एक आखिरी सवाल आपसे ये पूछना चाहते हैं कि जो सेफ्टी का इशू होता है, क्योंकि ऑनलाइन या एप्स वगैरह जो होते हैं उसमें एक सेफ्टी ये होता है, प्राइवेसी हो गया, आपकी डिटेल्स के बारे में हो गया, यू डोंट नो कौन है आगे वाला सामने वाला, तो उस लिहाज से आपने क्या कदम उठाए?
Quite a few things. एक तो to start off, very importantly, we verify everybody's phone number, mobile number, जो भी ऐप पे आता है, every user. That is one. And we've kept in mind specifically safety features for women, because as much as we know that men with a disability or a disorder are equally vulnerable, but just keeping in mind extra careful about the women's side of, you know, privacy and safety concerns, we don't display full names on the app. We only display first names. Because aajkal it's so easy to, you know, look up somebody on Facebook and, you know, on Google, and then look them up on Facebook and add karke you can, you know, harass them online. So we display only first names. Secondly, the mobile number verification. Thirdly, we don't allow screenshots on the app. Screenshots are disallowed. And so when women upload photos, they don't have to worry ki kya ye photo कोई लेके सर्कुलेट करेगा या विल दे मिसयूज इट. देयर इज नो नीड टू वरी अबाउट एनी ऑफ दैट बिकॉज यू नो देयर इज नो वे दैट दे कैन टेक अ स्क्रीनशॉट. एंड अनदर थिंग इज व्हेन यू कनेक्ट ऑन द ऐप, व्हेन टू यूजर्स कनेक्ट, दे कैन स्टार्ट चैटिंग ऑन द ऐप इटसेल्फ, एंड इवन दैट टाइम दे डोंट हैव टू एक्सचेंज फोन नंबर्स. सो टिल द पॉइंट वेयर बोथ ऑफ देम feel comfortable enough to start exchanging, you know, exchange their personal details, they don't have to. They can do it at their discretion. And lastly, we also have a back-end team now that sits to review every profile that comes on, right? So just so we know, just to curate the profile, so we know that this person is actually genuine and, you know, he has so-and-so disability, things like that. So as of now, we've taken all the measures that you know, we can take with a small team, but going forward we want to take a lot more care in terms of adding GPS tracking for people that are going out, say meeting somebody, we want to add that, and a few others that are in the pipeline, but that's coming in the next 6 to 12 months.